What's going on, y'all? This is your boy Julian Haygood, other known as Carter Slade. This is my first podcast. Thank y'all for joining in, tuning in, watching, all that good stuff. So yeah, we're gonna get right into it. Today I'm gonna talk about just being yourself, you know? And it's real important in today's time because it's like it's so much stuff out there to distract us and like keep us focused on being other people or keep us focused on other people. And then when you focus on other people, you start to look at your life as if it ain't where you want it to be or whatever the case may be. But it's like at the end of the day, all you gotta do is just focus on yourself and like making yourself better, because that's what all the other animals doing. Like what we fail to realize as humans is that we are animals. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, why is it that humans feel like they are so superior to other animals? Like, we feel like we gods. You know, and it's a lot of texts to say that, well, maybe we are, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, we animals, we here just like those lions and just like those bears and tigers and ants and turtles and weasels and all that shit. Like, we just human, just like those animals. You know, so it's like, how is it that we can be easily distracted? You don't see animals like lions. You don't see them gathering up, watching TV, watching Empire, and commenting on it the next day and saying, oh, he shouldn't have killed them, or she grabbed her booty, or whatever the case. They don't do that. You know what I'm saying? You don't see turtles on a rock and looking at the rock and scrolling up the rock like, oh, I like this post, I like that post. Or you know what I'm saying? It's so much stuff that humans do that you don't notice other animals doing. And my question for that is like, why? And it's because we not focused on being ourselves. After slavery, which is a pretty deep topic, I'm not going to go into detail like that on this podcast, but like after slavery, we were being told what to do. We were actually being forced what to do during slavery and after, which is why stuff like Jim Crow happened and disenfranchisement and all that extra stuff, and the KKK was formed and police started being formed after slavery because they were trying to control black people. They didn't want us to be ourselves. They didn't want us to learn by ourselves. They didn't want us to, you know, be ourselves. Like I was saying earlier, they wanted us to be their versions of ourselves, which was animals, which was sloppy, not thinking real smart. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why is the world coming to that? What about life says that you got to focus on other people, you know, because it's a lot of people on Facebook that talk a good game about, oh, yeah, I'm woke and all this. And me personally, I never say I'm woke. I just always like to say I observe a lot. I never enjoy saying I was woke. Like, I'm woke. I'm woke more than y'all. To me, that's just like weird to say I'm woke because I'm not asleep. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people not sleep. You know, they're up, active every day. They're walking around. However, they just aren't observing, which is the big problem. People don't observe stuff. People don't do their own research. People really don't. People really are like robots, if you ask me. They just do what they're told to do, or they just do what they feel comfortable doing. And they're only comfortable doing the stuff that's in their environment. For example, watching basketball. Me personally, I like watching basketball, all that stuff. However, I know that that's not, I know basketball just distract me from being myself. For example, the last times I've been watching basketball, I've been actually sewing my own clothes, because it's like, those guys on the TV, they living their dream out. They always playing basketball. They getting thousands of dollars to play that night, you know what I'm saying? Because in the playoffs, you get paid per night because it's an extension. Like, you, the season is only 82 games, you know what I'm saying? So every game after the season, which is the playoffs, you get paid for that. You get a bonus check, you know what I'm saying? And my whole thing is, like, I know they following their dreams by playing basketball and getting a check for it, and they bring that to their family. However, on the other hand, it's millions of people. Like, for instance, just the other day on TNT, Charles Barkley and Shaq was talking about how they had billion watchers, billion views at the the semifinals. For the East, and they had a billion people watching, and it's like a billion people watching this, a billion people watching them do their job. It's a billion people watching them follow their dreams. It's a billion people watching them do what they love to do. You know what I'm saying? And while we, the billions, the masses, are watching them do what they love to do, we just sitting on the couch eating, getting fat. Some of us don't even work out. Some of us don't stretch. Some of us don't eat healthy. Those people on the TV, they eat healthy. They work out. They make sure their body good. They can run. They can do all this extra stuff. But the people like us, the masses, all we do is just watch them and we just judge them. Oh, he ain't run fast enough. Oh, he got dunked on. Oh, this and this. It's like, you know, it's just crazy, like, to think that humans, we can judge people based off being their human self. And we are getting, our bodies are getting weaker. I know, for example, in the African-American community, disease is growing rapid, such as, like, diabetes. That's rapid. That's, like, basically, it's getting so bad as far as diabetes is concerned. It's basically, like, every black person has diabetes in their genes. And when you give birth, that gene just activates in that baby. So they automatically are born with it. But that's, like, some stuff people don't even think about. You know, people don't think about that. The food they eat today takes 3 days to digest in your body so that your body can actually attack the nutrients in that food. Because the food nowadays have so much preservatives on there, so many chemicals, all that extra stuff to make them last longer, make them look better, you know, to make them sweeter, all this extra stuff so that they can sell it to y'all. They selling y'all poison. They really selling y'all a dream. They selling y'all poison. They selling y'all bad shit. And y'all just taking it because it's not killing y'all today, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all see it on TV. Y'all doing all this stuff. And me personally, I had a McDonald's burger the other day. You know what I'm saying? It was just one of them. But at the end of the day, I had one. I know McDonald's burgers is bad. Personally, I think they like human meat or some nasty shit. Because every time I eat McDonald's, fucking, I'm spitting up weird shit. Like, I be having chunks of spit. I spit up after I eat McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Which is, I'm a healthy dude. Like, I drink a whole lot of water, you know what I'm saying? I work out every night, I stretch every day, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, why the fuck is motherfuckers, I'm cussing because I'm upset, but why the fuck is it so hard to be yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just talking about McDonald's, but it's like, McDonald's, they selling you food. You know what I'm saying? Whoever made McDonald's, they knew what they was doing. So McDonald's is selling you food. They not, and the food that they selling you is not filled with nutrients. A lot of people know this stuff too. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people always be like, oh, McDonald's nasty. Whatever the case may be, I see it all on Facebook. Fake woke people always trying to spread knowledge, and it annoy me. Because it's like, y'all talking a good game, but y'all really don't live the life y'all speak on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? So I know it's fake because I know a lot of fake woke people who say they woke because they know some information, or who say they woke because they super black, or say they woke because of something. But it's like, at the end of the day, when I have conversation with these people, it's a lot of stuff that they not woke to. And I be dropping knowledge and they be like, what? And I be like, yeah, but you only saying, you people always say they woke because of racial stuff. Oh, the police killing black people. Oh, that's bogus, man. Y'all need to wake up and fight back. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. But it's like, all right, but y'all not saying nothing about McDonald's who's selling y'all poison. Y'all not saying nothing about, y'all not protesting McDonald's. Y'all not protesting Burger King. Y'all not protesting the corner stores that's selling y'all fake-ass chips and fucked up fucking drinks. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck is it a corner store and a liquor store in Milwaukee? Because I live in Milwaukee. It's a corner store and a liquor store down there on every corner. And my whole thing is, why the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? I don't see no fucking vegetable stores or no supermarkets that grow natural vegetables. You know what I'm saying? I don't see no woke people trying to start fucking farms. You know what I'm saying? I actually have a program that I designed personally called the Photosynthesis Project that attacks all this. And I'm not using this podcast to promote any of that stuff because I would have talked about it at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm actually making steps. I've called these politicians. I've called these local representatives and tried to speak to them about certain issues like food, like not having enough clothes, like the energy we use. Like, first, the light source, and speaking of energy, like, I just recently learned that when babies are in the womb, they have blue light, like UV light, blue light, because they in the stomach, you know what I'm saying? So the light that turns blue because of, you know, all the chemicals in the stomach for the baby. But then when they get born, they come out to plenty lights and plenty fake man-made lights, not natural light. You know what I'm saying? That's the key thing. They come out in birth to not natural light. So that's like, say you were in your room, dark all day, chilling, and then, boom, somebody turned on the lights, and the light's super bright. You know what I'm saying? Say you was in your room for 9 months, you know, 9 months you in your room chilling, and then somebody come in and turn on the light. Think about that headache you finna have. Think about the pain that's finna shoot through your eyes and your head and your brain, and think about how much alertness is about to go on, if that's a word, alertness. I don't really care, though. But just think about that. You know what I'm saying? It's like a baby, they new here. So when the baby born, they in the womb for 9 months. They never saw fake light. All they light they saw was natural light. You know what I'm saying? And they get born into a whole system of bullshit. They get shots. I'm not an expert, but I'm 1,000% sure that a while ago, shots, like, kids wasn't getting shots when they was coming out the womb. They wasn't getting their umbilical cord snapped. And it wasn't doctors grabbing their babies before the parents could grab their babies or nothing like that. Now, kids get born, they get shots, and then the doctor get to be with them more than the parents do. So the kid getting used to the doctor more, whatever the case may be, and then the parents get to get him. Oh, here's your kid. Take your kid. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, when that start happening? You know what I'm saying? When did all that shit start happening? I don't know. You know, and it's like, I blame, like, the older people for the way that we are today, because I know the younger people, they're the people who saying they're woke. I don't see the older generation saying they're woke. I don't see the older generation dropping knowledge. You know, like, I never see the older generations dropping knowledge. The only people I see dropping knowledge are the 90s babies, and that's being facts. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, the older generation, all they want you to do is get a job, go to school, all that weird gay lame shit. And I don't mean gay as in, like, oh, I hate gay people, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just talking, you feel me? But it's like, what? Like, the older generation not even motivating us. Like, it was a time period where it was the older people, meaning like the super elders, and they were dropping knowledge to the younger people, which was like the, for example, let's say the 80-year-olds. The 80-year-olds dropping knowledge to the 50-year-olds. The 50-year-olds dropping knowledge to the 30-year-olds. The 30-year-olds was dropping knowledge to the 20 people in the and below. Now, it's nobody dropping knowledge to the 90s babies. It's not the 80s babies, the 70s babies, or the fucking 60s babies. Nobody is dropping knowledge. Nobody telling y'all us, because I'm only 21. And I've witnessed this. I literally just graduated high school. On the 14th of June, it's going to be 4 whole years. So 4 years ago, I graduated high school. I could remember the times where I was in middle school and nobody was teaching me nothing. I could remember when the Twin Towers got attacked, 2001. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember all that stuff. But I don't know. Nobody was telling me nothing. Nobody was like, oh, bro, we got to. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was dropping knowledge. But then when you get older and you start to see stuff is weird going on in the world and you start to question it, and then the older people who can't knock the fact that it's weird stuff going on, but because they've been living in a world where I just got to get this money, man. I just got to pay these bills, man. Because they've been living in a world like that for so long, they don't care that you notice that the world fucked up. Because you know why? They've been living up in this fucked up world way longer than you have. And you know what I'm saying? So the new information that you bring them, no. All the information that you drop to them, that's going to be looked at as, okay, and, like, what's the deal? I've been living here for 50 years, 70 years. Ain't nothing happened to me. You know what I'm saying? But that's lame nigga shit, if you ask me. Like, that's lame nigga shit. Like, these white families, these rich white people, what you think they teaching their kids? You know what I'm saying? Like, I always used to, when I watch movies like Percy Jackson, instead of seeing them as superheroes, I like to see them as regular kids with rich celebrity parents. You know what I'm saying? So his pops is probably, instead of being Poseidon, god of the water, his pops, Poseidon, god of the newsroom. He was probably over all the news, the biggest news articles. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I look at it. So now we got this kid who really don't know his pops, because his pops, this big person, you know what I'm saying? And his pops came to mess with a mortal, which is, to me, somebody who is not rich and not famous and not doesn't have power, and he was messing with her, because you know that's what these rich people do. They mess with the poor people. You know what I'm saying? They love messing with poor people. Why you think Eddie Murphy was out picking up prostitutes? You know what I'm saying? Weird shit like that. So it's like, knowing that, and then looking at movies like that, like Harry Potter, for example. What if that was like about a guy who was just like Percy Jackson, adopted by some, had rich parents, you know what I'm saying? Found out he was a part of that rich legacy, but he never knew it, which is why he was like, he never knew he was a wizard. He never knew his parents was rich, you know what I'm saying? But then, when he found out, he went to this new school, or just new lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? And they start teaching him new stuff, or he started observing new stuff. And then he had to deal with the Dementors, which is depression. Because when you poor, you depressed all the time. You know what I'm saying? And it's probably rich people who get depressed all the time. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like that mindset. They use movies to if you guys get where I'm going, you know what I'm saying. And you know, as a man, 21-year-old man, I'm not scared of no consequences either. But I do know for a fact that the movie industry, the food industry, that's the biggest industry in the world. That's the biggest market in the world. Does it? No other market or industry produces more money than the food industry. Everybody needs to eat. It's not one person in the world who doesn't eat. You know what I'm saying? And it's like all this stuff. And people don't support each other either. You know what I'm saying? It's like one thing I observed over the years as well, doing all my research on history and science and a lot of stuff. It's like the family structures are getting broken down. You know, it was this art of war during slavery, they actually made handbooks, and it was science evolved around separating the household. Like, it was real science. Like, yeah, if you don't want them to, because they knew black people together, a man and a woman together with a child, they strong as fuck. Not a lot gonna fuck with them. They gonna fight to the death, and it's finna be a problem fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? And now, it's like, well, before I even say what it's like now, I'm gonna say how that changed. So they noticed that. And you know they took us as slaves, you know what I'm saying? They beat us and all that. They was killing the men all the time. They was killing the men for no reason. Just to show the women, like, the babies you produce, you better make them listen to us. Otherwise, they're going to end up like this. And you know your moms, she always let the black daughter go out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you got sisters or whatever the case may be, but your mom, she not going to trip if the daughter do something. Or the girl, she can go out. Are you going to the movies? Go ahead. Are you going to the mall? Go ahead. Are you just going to your friend's house? Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Which is why a lot of young girls get pregnant so young, because they moms let them out there so early. Now, and it's like when a black boy is concerned, never. They going to hold you and they not going to let you do nothing. You going where? No, don't go over there because it's too dangerous out there. Or you ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because they so traumatized by how life was during slavery and during the slave trade and all that shit, extra shit that's fucking lame as fuck, what Kanye said, that shit was a fucking choice. It's like, in the way, Kanye, I kind of see what you're talking about. I don't agree, but I see what you're talking about. You saying, well, it was more black people than white people, so why the fuck didn't y'all fight back? Y'all wanted to be like that. And in a way, I used to say that same thing, but I never thought it was a choice. But I used to question stuff like that, like, if it's more black people in the United States during this time than white people, why the fuck is it that the black people won't take over? You know what I'm saying? Then I realized, oh, there's been plenty of slave revolts, all this stuff. Like, it was some people trying to wake people up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I view, like, today we are still in the same position. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be a lot of people who are going to give me a lot of shit for saying that, but it's like, I still feel like today we're in the same position. Reason I feel that way is because it's like, one, we are mental slaves. We got to wake up, go to a job that we don't like, because I know a lot of black people hate their jobs. None of them comfortable. None of them have jobs that they love and all that extra shit. So we wake up every day having to do jobs that we hate. Not only that, but we have to do it to live. Like, they had to be fucking slaves to live, because if they wasn't slaves, they was going to get killed. You know what I'm saying? And right now, we at the point where it's like, if we not slaves, we going to fucking, if we not working for nobody, we going to be fucking poor, and our whole mentality is going to get killed. Like, our whole mentality, people going to judge us. Oh, you don't got no job, you a bum. Oh, you dirty, you need to get that money. You ain't getting that money, nigga. Because, you know what I'm saying? These money to me is just paper, I swear to God. You know, and it's a lot of woke people who say the same thing, but it's like, they do so much weird shit to get money, so you don't see it as just paper. Me, I know money is just paper. And I have a job, meaning, one, I got three businesses. And I get paid from all of them. Then I have a part-time job, which is working for Pick and Save. But it's like, it's people who don't have their own anything and just work for somebody. And they get minimum wage, or whether they get $12 an hour or $20 an hour. You're still working for somebody. Got to put all your time and effort and energy into this position that really ain't benefiting you. But you benefiting the fuck out of whoever company that is, making them millions, grossing them millions yearly, annually. Yeah, you only making $20,000 a year, or $30,000 or $50,000 a year, and they making $10 million a year, and they bringing home $3 million a year from them for their own pockets. You know what I'm saying? But people be like, "Oh, you gotta get that money. You gotta get that money, man. You niggas broke. Y'all ain't getting no money." What I realized a long time ago that, yeah, people could have the biggest wad of cash in their hand ever. You see the person down the street, they got the biggest wad of cash in their hand ever. But they got to live a certain lifestyle every single day to maintain that. A lifestyle that, one, they probably don't even want to do. Like, a lot of people who sell drugs, they really don't want to sell drugs. They just do it because they, one, probably can't get a job. You know what I'm saying? Two, don't, you know what I'm saying? They got to sell drugs. Some people fucking rob. But you'll see them with a big-ass stack of money, but they had to rob to get that money. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, when you know shit like that and when you understand shit like that, it's like, nothing is real. Everything is fake. Nothing is real. Everything fake. People just want you to get that money. And the money that you're going to be getting, you really going to realize that, man, I should be starting my own shit. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is like, the way the world is right now, I feel like it's like that for a reason. And I feel like ever since after slavery happened, it was going to always be this way. You know what I'm saying? We was going to be slaves, but they was like, oh, we can't enslave them physically. We can't whoop them physically. We can't beat them physically. We can't kill them physically. Even though you see a lot of times where black males, I'm going to quote males again one more time, because y'all notice they attacking the males because we the head of this dragon. Or this snake, you know what I'm saying? They attacking the black males, you know, as far as, like, the news and killing them and all that goes. However, as far as all the black people is concerned, we are all still mentally enslaved, you know, because these scientists and these rich billionaires, they live in the future. You know what I'm saying? They know that, oh, we done shooting this movie right now. We already watched this movie 10 times, but we still finna sell it to y'all. And we going to preview it. We going to give it all the... We going to promote it for a whole month before we even drop it. So we got done with it 2 months ago. We going to promote it for a whole month. That mean the movie been done for 3 months and that they saw it for 3 months and then they going to give it to y'all on this specific day and then that movie going to be new to y'all. And then everything like Black Panther, for example, that movie was done a while ago. You know what I'm saying? Done a while ago. They promoted it for a whole long time and then it dropped and then that changed the way life was going. But it's some rich people who is like, man, we've been off that. We Wakanda Forever, we've been off that. You know what I'm saying? We've been off that. Oh, the champ, we've been off that. We knew who was finna win. We've been off that. But we so late on everything, like cars. There's plenty new cars out there that's just not being getting no recognition now. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty new stuff out there. To us, that's new, but it's been out for a long-ass time. But we look at it as like fucking, oh, this shit new. Oh, I'm Wakanda for, I'm Black Panther. Oh, Wakanda for, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, some stuff to us is like so new, but it's so old. Like Black Panther, for example, that was probably out done 4 months before it got put out. So that mean the actors and producers, everybody around that movie probably saw that movie way before we did. And that's probably like, oh, well, we should have did this better because if we would have did that better, that would have been better. And they probably could see it from a different standpoint. But us, we look at it and we think it's the best thing ever. We don't even know that, oh, well, this part wasn't even finna be there because, I don't know, but we had to trim out a little piece of this video right here because he was laughing or whatever the case may be. And we just had a deadline to meet, so we want to get it done faster. So that's why we made it like this. But really, if we would have had longer time, it would have been like this. We had this up in there that we couldn't put up in there. We had this that we could have talked about and that we could have put up in the movie and whatever. But we couldn't because we had a deadline. You know what I'm saying? So when you know shit like that and know that it's people who are aware of a lot of stuff before you get aware of it, then you realize, okay, well, maybe this position we in right now where everybody wake up hating their jobs and people got to work jobs for other people that really don't make sense because you don't see a fucking lion working for a fucking alligator bringing alligator food. Hell no, you don't see a fucking elephant bringing a lion food either. You don't see a deer bringing a fucking zebra food either. You know what I'm saying? It's just weird shit that you don't see, but humans do it. We work for other companies. It's like us bringing other people food because we bringing in millions of dollars. Like when I work at Pick and Save, I'm bringing the owner of Pick and Save millions of dollars annually, which is yearly. I'm bringing in millions. But yet, I'm only bringing home a couple hundred a week. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, as a man, I'm bringing somebody else more food than when I'm bringing my family. And it's all the OGs who've been around earlier and before me, they was doing the same thing and they was comfortable. That's why we in the position that we are today, because people was bringing food to other people and they was getting comfortable with only bringing their family the scraps. You know, that's like fucking slavery. During slavery, they was picking cotton and they was getting the scrap cottons. When they was doing sharecropping, they had to sharecrop and make all these vegetables and then bring them to the white person. And guess what? They was getting the bare minimum of the food. They was bringing them, let's say, 10 pounds of potatoes, 10 pounds of celery, whatever the case may be. And you only bringing your family home 1 pound. And that's supposed to last you the week. You know what I'm saying? It's like shit like that. And we do that today. But we just do it in such a mental way and not a physical, more physical way. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think it's a reason for all that. You know what I'm saying? And if you understand what I'm saying, or if anything I said resonated with you today, like, you gonna understand that, yeah, we not in that much of a different position than we started off in. You know what I'm saying? Because, one, we still in the United States, which is a fucked up business. It's not like even a, it's not even a place to live. It's like a business. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's called the United States of America. You know what I'm saying? Like, the world is weird. It's crazy. It's rich people who don't care about money. They care about power. They care about controlling people. They care about, which is really what racism is, the ability to control somebody's faith and destiny. Meaning, if you don't want this certain group to be smart, you're going to control that their education system is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? If you want somebody to not fucking be richer than you, you're going to control that they can't get loans and they can't take banks out and they can't do good, have good credit. That's all the shit you're going to control, which is what racism is. Prejudice It's when you don't like somebody based off their skin color. So if you, he might rob me. He black with a hood on. He might rob. That's prejudice. You judging somebody based off their skin color, that's prejudice, not racism. But once again, they confuse you so much, and they supposed to put you like that because to them, they are supposed to, they attacking you like how a lion attack a zebra with no remorse. They confuse us with no remorse. They don't give a fuck about confusing us. You know why? Because they going home and bringing millions of dollars to their kids while we bring in our family hundreds of dollars a week. You know what I'm saying? And we don't give a fuck that, oh yeah, I get the short end of the stick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't heard anybody complain about getting the short end of the stick. You know what I'm saying? Once again, like I said, there is no OGs today that's dropping knowledge to the younger generation. All they do is criticize us. All they do is talk shit about us. And, oh, y'all need to do this better. Y'all sloppy. Y'all not doing this. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, y'all not telling us the right way to do nothing. Because going to school and getting an education ain't the right way. And that's 1,000% true. Because you know how I know? It was a time period where school didn't ever exist. You know what I'm saying? It was a time period where school and grading didn't exist. And there was people still living their lives to they hundreds years old. And there's people growing old as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But now, oh, you got to go to school. Oh, you should have went to school. And that's why your life ain't going away, because you didn't go to school. You feel me? But it's like, that never made sense. It never made sense. And it never will make sense. You know, and as a person, I know that's fate. So, this the first podcast. I'm just glad I got that off my chest, because, once again, it's a lot of fake woke people out there who like to spread information, but they not about that life, you know? And they only are woke when it comes to racism. But you know how I know they not woke? Because they say the fact that you don't like somebody based off their skin color is racist. Oh, you racist. You don't like me because I'm black. You racist. But those the people who saying they woke is the people who post on status. Y'all need to wake up. These people racist. They don't like us because our skin color. They racist. But it's like, how? That's prejudice. You know? And it's like, it's a reason for that as well. It's a reason why people are fake woke and trying to spread fake messages and fake news and all this shit to confuse you. Because the Bible say, and I'm not a big Christian or anything like that. However, I do reference the Bible because it is an important piece in history. You know what I'm saying? It's the biggest book ever in the world, you know. And it's like, it say people going to get confused. There's going to be a lot of confusion on the land. You know what I'm saying? They say that the day is going to be shorter. And I don't know about you all, but weeks go by like days to me now. Like, the weeks are real fast. Days go by so quick now and everything like that. And it's like, it's a reason for all that. It's a reason why the family systems are so segregated. I know so many people who got brothers and sisters, and they really don't mess with their brother or sister or their family because they just don't. Oh, I don't mess with them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's a reason. You know what I'm saying? And we don't got no OGs that's pointing out stuff, because it started somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It started somewhere, and then it just trickled down. Because this ain't the first time none of this happened. Like, this all been going on before. We just didn't have no OGs who was uncomfortable with it to actually say something about it in a way that it would make change. Or they didn't do anything about it because they got to get that money. They got to get that money. We got to get that money. If you ain't getting that money, you a bum. If you ain't getting that money, you sloppy. You losing. If you ain't getting that paper, because that's what I'm finna start calling it. You ain't getting that paper, you losing. But it's really just paper. You know what I'm saying? I watched a movie one time where they was like, yeah, he killed my dad for the paper in his wallet. It's like, exactly. The paper in his wallet. It's not like the time. It's not like money give you more time here. Because you could have $1 billion and still die the same day. Look at Steve Jobs. You feel me? You could have $1 billion and die. And then now what's good is the money. Now you got $1 billion in your account. And now it's hella other thirsty people trying to figure out what they finna do with your money. You know what I'm saying? Your paper. Oh, he got all this paper in here. How's we finna divvy all this paper up? Oh, I get 30% of the paper because I was doing this for him. You know what I'm saying? It's paper, 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 paper. That shit ain't nothing. That shit literally had, it says on it, it's not legal tender, which means it's valueless. Money has no value. Literally, it has no value. It's just there because, and the reason why it does have value, quote unquote, is because people use it so much, it's in rotation. You know what I'm saying? But really, it's not backed by gold. It's not backed by diamonds. It's not backed by natural resources like how it used to be. You know what I'm saying? Because when money first started, you had to take your gold to the bank, and then you will get that replaced with a document, which will be money. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like, I'm not taking no gold to the bank. We exchanging our time for this paper. You don't go to the bank and give them gold. You go and give them your time and give them your life, and then you get that paper back. You know what I'm saying? And you, I don't know about y'all, but my life definitely worth more than $8.35 an hour, or $12 an hour, or $22 an hour. My life worth more than that. My time, because we going every single day for a whole week. We up from 8 to fucking 3, let's quote unquote, 8 to 3. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. That's 7 hours a day, 7 times 5, because people normally work 5 days a week. That's 35 hours a week. You know what I'm saying? Do that to the yearly. 35 times. How many? Lily, do a calculator real quick. And do 35 times 4, because it's 4 weeks in a month. 140, so that's 140 hours a month. Now do 140 times 12. And see how much yearly that is, how many hours that is a year. 1,680 hours a year that people giving it to this organization and not even putting 2 hours a year towards doing what they actually enjoy doing. It's people who don't even put 50 hours a month into doing what they love to do. You know what I'm saying? But it's like I said, it's a reason for that. And if you know why, if you understand what I'm saying, then you will understand that it's a reason for that. So yeah, this is my first podcast. I'm Julian Haygood, a.k.a. Carter Slade. I'm a real dude, just like a lot of you out there are real people. I know real information. It's not like I'm just saying this just to say it. It's like a conversation. If you guys know it's something wrong in the world, why aren't we doing anything about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, why isn't anything stop? Why isn't anything happening? Like, if we all know jobs are fucking bullshit jobs, why the fuck is it that no older people before me is telling me, man, do what you love to do, bro, because fuck this job shit. I got a job, but that shit ain't nothing. Focus on what you want to do. You don't even need no job. We don't got no older people in our ever who would be like, yeah, just do what you want to do, because this job shit is fake, bro. So do what you want to do, and let me do this. And then if you need my help, why you doing that? Because I'm doing this, and I'm going to always have this. Get my help. You know what I'm saying? We don't have older people like that to help us out. You know what I'm saying? And like I said earlier, it's a reason for that. It's a reason. And that should be the name of this podcast. It's a reason. But yeah, Carter Slade, I love y'all. Peace.